This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
One of the first EU countries to show some welcome economic growth after the great financial crisis was one of the very smallest, Estonia. Its younger citizens are exceptionally savvy when it comes to things digital, and it's become a haven for business startups. But lately, that early growth has slowed. From Estonia, Nigel Cassidy, the Europe business correspondent for the BBC, has this report.
The Estonian capital, Tallinn. It doesn't look very high-tech from here, but appearances can be deceptive. This is the place that invented Skype video calling. Now it's morphed into Startup City. It all begins in school. The post-Soviet generation of tech-savvy politicians ensure that every young Estonian is taught computer programming. Almost all dealings between citizens and government are electronic, like TransferWise, an online currency exchange, and perhaps Estonia's most successful startup since Skype. Co-founder Tarvid Hinrikas moved to London, where he works with 15 of his 60 staff.
You can achieve things on a world scale being based in Estonia, in London or Timbuktu. Me being alone in Estonia versus TransferWise having created 45 jobs in Estonia, there's more value to Estonia in me having created those 45 jobs.
Nonetheless, a leading Estonian economist, Professor Rainer Katel of Tallinn's University of Technology, says to get growth, the government must adjust the country's business model.
I would look much more seriously at the companies that are currently exporting, and much more a medium technology export companies, if you will. And they have many suppliers, but almost 100% of these suppliers don't come from Estonia.
But the president himself, Tuomas Hendrik, is not so concerned at this high-tech brain drain.
If you really want to be successful internationally as a company, you have to have a worldwide presence. This is not a problem. I'm not worried about it. In fact, and nonetheless, most of the work continues to be done here.
Well, all this invention shows what Estonia is capable of. With a tiny population of 1.3 million, it's driven to aim its wares at a global market. But unlike America's Silicon Valley, it's finding some of the best ideas are taking off elsewhere in the world. And that's something Estonia is having to learn to live with.
That report from the BBC's Nigel Cassidy.